It is Friday, October 4th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So turning 90 deserves a party, right?
Absolutely.
No, not you, not me. We know it's not Antoinette.
Not me.
It's the Fort Smith Symphony.
90, and they don't look a day over 30.
Exactly. And they're going to party big time for the next years, starting this weekend. John Jetter, who is the music director, he's been there for 18 years.
Wow.
Director of the organization for 5. And he says that symphony hasn't always grown in leaps, but it's grown steadily. Mm-hmm. And at the heart of it is the commitment to quality music. Mm-hmm. He says that most performers come from a 5 to 6 hour radius of Fort Smith. And some come on a show-by-show basis from as far away as New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Some of them have to fly in like the day of the first rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
So there's a Saturday party and then a concert. And the concert includes the debut of composer Charles Booker's Borderline, mm-hmm. which is stories about Fort Smith. And then Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 with Alan Chow.
Ah!
An old friend of Northwest Arkansas. And the last piece is Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, Opus 27, which will highlight what the orchestra is capable of playing.
All right.
All of this starts at 5 o'clock Saturday at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. The party is $100. Should have been $90.
Well, but if you add up $10 per everybody who's going, that helps the symphony.
Oh, yeah. And the
we're public radio. We know about asking
okay,
for money.
That's
yes.
True. And the concert is at 7:30, same location, and tickets for that start at $15. I would call.
Yes, $15, very inexpensive.
Yeah, I would call.
Yeah.
452-7575. And while we're speaking about music, mm-hmm. ZZ Top. Can you go any further than from symphonic music to ZZ Top?
I'm so sad I'm going to miss this. I was looking forward to it.
Well, they have not been around for 90 years. They've been around for almost half of that.
That's mm-hmm. true. They're performing at 7:30 tonight at the Arkansas Music Pavilion. Exciting for local people, the Ben Miller Band
yes.
is the opening act. And they have just signed a deal with New West Records, which is home to people like Kris Kristofferson and Steve Earle and the Drive-By Truckers.
Very cool.
Impressive roster.
So tickets for that start at $37 at the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville. The first of the 10x10 series.
This is thrilling stuff. Nothing against ZZ Top, but this is perhaps your only chance to see this.
It's a Mongolian music group,
yes.
Onda Union, mm-hmm. and they're famous for something that's called throat singing,
yes.
which, as I understand it, means that a person somehow sings two notes at the same time.
Yes.
Oh. That's impressive.
Oh, it's really impressive to be sitting there
to
and
hear it.
Yes.
Oh.
And they also have musicians that are called long song singers, mm-hmm. which is exactly what it sounds like. They can hold notes for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And apparently their music goes back thousands of years.
Millennia, yes.
This happens at 8 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $10.
Because it's the 10x10 series. And at those 10x10 concerts, afterward, you're allowed, you know, they'll have sticky notes and you can make comments, and there's usually a sort of festive party mm-hmm. atmosphere in the lobby.
And for $10, what are you going to do?
Well, you're
really?
Going, you're going
yeah.
to enjoy music.
So, not for $10, but starting at $29, which is quite a bargain, Aaron Neville's at the Walton Arts Center on Saturday night.
Right.
8 o'clock. One of the Neville brothers, of course, from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out about tickets for that at 443-5600. When last I checked, it was not sold out.
Okay.
At the Van Buren Fine Arts Center on Saturday night, also at 8 o'clock, the Grits and Glamour Tour,
mm-hmm.
which is Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan.
Wow.
Huh.
That's a lot of country music in
that
one
is
place.
A lot of country music in one place.
For tickets starting at $25.
Oh, wow.
And that's Saturday night.
That's Saturday night. And then there's this thing that's kind of music. Well, music is kind of...
Music is involved.
Involved.
Will it involve people singing?
Yes.
Well...
Will you be singing tonight?
I will be singing tonight.
This thing is the Gridiron Show. You know, when journalists get together, they either tell stories about mayhem, murder, and chickens crossing the road,
mm-hmm.
or they spoof oil spills, tree killings, and dancing pies.
So Gridiron tonight and tomorrow night at RLT.
And the theme is truth, justice, and the gridiron way, with poor UA journalism professor Gerald Jordan as the master of ceremonies.
Oh, Gerald can...
He can handle it.
Yeah, he'll do fine.
And for people
that
aren't...
Has he ever seen a gridiron show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He laughs at me every year.
Okay, so he's not just coming into this innocently.
No.
Okay. I feel better.
Yes, very little innocent about Gerald
Jordan.
Yes,
and for people that haven't been, you know, local journalists get together, they write skits, think Saturday Night Live, making fun of local newsmakers and national newsmakers from
and
the
themselves.
Last year. And themselves, yes, and themselves.
Okay, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, Rogers Little Theater. Tickets are $25. Now, also this weekend for kids.
Yes.
Carson and Barnes Circus is in Rogers with elephants.
Yay, circus.
I like elephants. 2 and 5 on Saturday, 2 and 5 on Sunday at the Frisco Station Mall. It's sponsored by the Rogers Breakfast Kiwanis Club, and tickets for that start at $8. It's the Arkansas Apple Festival weekend.
In Lincoln.
That happens from 9 to 6 tomorrow and 9 to 3 on Sunday. I personally like the arts and crafts, but there are lovely events like apple core throwing that you might enjoy. Puppets in the Park is tomorrow.
Yeah.
From 9 to 6:30 at Wilson Park in Fayetteville, and also Art in the Park at the same time.
Right.
And the American Girl fashion shows are this weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, 12:30 and 4 on both Saturday and Sunday. If your kids love American Girl... $35 includes a tea party.
Mm-hmm.
Great mom-daughter thing.
Right.
So choose out of that. I washed my hands of the whole thing.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.